Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading is still up to Genesis 3, verse 6 to 10. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for the food and pleasing to the eye, and also distrain for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to the husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed the leaf together and made a covering for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God. He was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid themselves from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked." Silibonge izwi likaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje uma sibheka leli lizwi kuverse 6. Lithi leli lizwi, when the eye saw that the fruit was pleasing to the eye. Then kuverse 8 lithi, when they hear the voice of God in the garden, they hid themselves. Manje lezi zinto ezimbili, seeing and hearing, these are the area that they determine our decision, whether we obey God or disobey God. Lapha uma sifunda kwincwadi ka Luke chapter 11, verse 34 to 36, uJesu warned us concerning our eyes, mangcwele. Uthi Jesu Christo, your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are good, your whole body also is full of light. But when the eye are bad, your body also is full of darkness. See to it then that the light within you is not darkened. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it is dark, it will be completely lightened, as when the light of the lamp shines on it. Siyalibona ke mangcwele, this thing concern our eyes. Today, namhlanje bangcwele, amajele agcwele abantu abaye babona. They have robbed izindlu zabantu ngama valuables abaye babona endlini zabantu. They have raped abantu ngenxa yoku attractwa izinto ezithile emzimbeni yabantu. Siyabona ukuthi izwi kaNkuluNkulu nalapha abangcwele kuncwadi kaIsaiah 39, Isaiah 29, kwenzakala something eya attracta iBabiloni ukuthi ize igcine iyohlasela uIsrayeli, ithathe ingcebo kaIsrayeli. Ngani ngoba uma sibheka lapha kuIsaiah 39 siyafunda from kuverse 2 lithi leli lizwi bangcwele, Hezekiah received the envoy after Hezekiah seke philila ngithi. Manje lapha lithi, Hezekiah received the envoys gladly and showed them what is in the storehouse, the silver, the gold, the spices, the fine oil, his entire armory, and everything found amongst his treasures. There was nothing in his palace or in all his kingdom that Hezekiah did not show him. Then Isaiah the prophet went to King Hezekiah and asked, "What did those men say? And where did they come from?" "From a distant land," Hezekiah replied. "They came to me from Babylon." The prophet asked, "What did they see in your palace?" "They saw everything in my palace," Hezekiah said. "There is nothing among the treasures that I did not show them." Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord Almighty. The time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that your fathers have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. And some of your descendants, your own flesh and blood, will be born to you, will be taken away, and will become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. The word of the Lord you have spoken is good, Hezekiah replied, for the thought there will be peace and security in my lifetime. Manje lana bangcwele sibona into eyenzakalayo. The reason that the Babylon came to attack Jerusalem, abathathe to captivity, kungoba ithe mabefika bezombona bezohalalisa ukuphila kwakhe ngoba wayegula uKing Ezekiah. But instead wenza iphutha elikhulu lokuthathathe laba bantu ayobabonisa imfihlakalo nengcebo ezikhona eJerusalema. Lithi wababonisa konke okukhona, wabavezela isilvana negolide, wabavezela umnetho wonke eyenza ukuthi uma befika basho ukuthi sibone lokhu, and we are going to attack them, sithathe yonke into abanayo. Manje bangcwele, indaba yelihlo, njengoba sikhulume ngendaba yokuthi Eva wathi ngabona lento ibukeka emehlweni ngase ngayidla. Khona izinto ezibukeka emehlweni ethu ezibonakala ngothi ziright kanti izona ezisifaka engxakini. Ngiko lokho kubalulekile ukuthi akusibonke abantu ekufanele bakwazi ukuthi uphila kanjani. Akusibona abantu okufanele ubavezele ukuthi babone yonke into onayo, ngoba the very people ngokubona kwabo bangcwele lezi zinto zingenele enhlizweni yabo, kuyilapho baqala ke manje beplana something else against you, njengoba nobo bayenza nako-Israyeli ngenxa yobufulishi obenziwa uHezekiah ukuthi abonise abanye bezizwe into abanazo. Uyabona namhlanje bangcwele, njengoba sisho ukuthi namhlanje siyathola noJesu Kristu uyasho lokhu Matthew laphayana kuncwadi kaMatthew ukuthi ingcebo abantu abakwazi ukugcekeza la kungekho ngcebo khona, bafuna ukubona kuqala, then they come. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sikhuluma ngamehlo, sikhuluma ngendlebe ukuthi ku-important ngani, ngoba mehlo into ayibonayo bangcwele lithi deep in the soul, deep in our soul. Bese uJesu Kristu kuMathewu 5:27 lapha ukuya ku-32 uthi uJesu Kristu, you have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery, but I tell you, anyone who looks at a woman lustfully had already committed adultery. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. Namhlanje bangcwele, sithola ukuthi kunalezi zinto ezivezwayo kuma television. Kunalezi zinto ezivezwayo kuma phone. Abantwana bethu namhlanje babukela yonke into, babukela zonke imikhuba ekhona emafonini, and sometimes we don't even understand ukuthi bazi izinto wena ucabangela ukuthi abazazi. Ngani? Ngoba namapornography akhona lapho, yonke into ikhona emehlweni abo. Namhlanje sibona abantu be-rape, namhlanje sibona abantu benza into ethile ngoba iqalanga lapho, iqale ngokuthi babone. If sebebonile, the devil uses them ukuthi bangene esilingweni. Manje njengoJob, kukhona iJob into ayisho lapha kuJob chapter 31 kuverse 1. UJob, what I've made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a young woman. Ngani? Ngoba bangcwele, izinto esiyibonayo kotelevision, izinto esiyilalelayo nakumusic esiwulalelayo, these are the things that is drawing the evil spirits ukuthi zitake over. Ngikhumbula lento ngisakhuluma ngalento. We were in Alabama with my husband. My husband that time waba blind ngenxa ye diabetes. We got into this small shop, a boutique shop. Masingena lapho kwi boutique shop, I remember this white woman came to us. Wambona umyeni wami ukuthi is a man of God. Wabuza wathi, are you the man of God? What, I need a prayer. Ngamtshela ngathi lo uthe makabeka izandla emahlombe alomfazi, I remember bangcwele umyeni wami could not see ngani wayengasaboni kahle mina ngimbhekile ngabona amahlombe la wakhe ekhuphuka ngathi indoda ethwele ama ethwele insimbi. This woman athi was tormented every night ngenxa yezinto engizibukela ku television. Kwangena imimoya emthomentayo, imoya eminye ezenza umyeni kuye ebusuku. Manje akasakwazi ukuyikhipha lento ngani ngoba ilihlo bangcwele izinto esiyibhekayo namhlanje kubalulekile ukuthi ubhekane, kubalulekile ukuthi ulalelane. Manje uma sibheka nendaba lapha kuGenesis chapter 9 verse 20 siyayikhumbula indaba kaHemu bangcwele ukuthi uHemu wabona ubuze bukayise. Manje sikhuluma ngendaba yelihlo ukuthi kubalulekile ukuthi uma umuntu yini oyibhekayo. There are things engafanelanga uma uqala ukuyibheka even nakulo ma-TikTok nakule zinto zama-real. Kuke kukhishe nje izinto ezi-strange ngoba siyavula la ku-Facebook. There's no need ukuthi uhlale kuyo. Sometimes the enemy is using them uku-attack abantu bakaNkulunkulu. When you see ukuthi into angeke ugaine niksi kuyo nale zinto esizilalelayo koma podcast, there are things engekho necessary ukuthi ungazilalela uloku uzilandelele uzifollow up. There are films ezinye abantu abahlala umntana kaNkuluNkulu umthole during the day uhlelela uvulele ifilimu zama Nigeria zikhuluma ngobuthakathi and ahlale kuzo lo muntu nakusasa uyohlala kuzo. What do you gain out of those things? Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkuluNkulu liyasibiza. The title of our message this morning, it says, fix our eyes on what is not, let us fix our eyes on what is not seen. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. And uma sibheka bangcwele, ne competition when it comes ngenxa yezinto esiyibukelayo. First John chapter 2 verse 16 speaks about the lust of the eye. Angithi sayifunda, it speaks about the lust of the eye. Ilihlo liba nelust bangcwele. Ilihlo lenza ukuthi abanye abantu babe nomona ngani ngento abayibonayo. As our eyes is a lamp of our body, the enemy will always use our eyes to attract us esonweni. And he tried ukuthi ayenze nakuJesu Kristo ukuthi asebenzise ilihlo lakhe. UMatthew 4 verse 8 and kuya ku 10 masilfunde bangcwele ukuthi wazama ukwenzani isitha kuJesu Kristo ngokwakhe. Lapha uma sifunda kuMatthew 4 ithi, again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will only bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and save him him alone. Manje lapho bangcwele siyabona ukuthi noJesu uSathane wazama ukumbeka endaweni lapho azombonisa izinto. Uyabona namhlanje bangcwele kukhona izinto uSathane azisebenzayo ukuthi manje abantu ufuna ukubabonisa izinto aba-attract ngezinto abazibona ngamehlo. And manje uthole ukuthi nalabantwana bethu kuyenzeka ukuthi nalabazukulu bethu balandela abantu ngenxa yezinto abazibonayo, abazibona khona ko-TikTok, abazibona khona ko-television, bese babona ngathi lo muntu uphila impilo engcono kanti lo muntu akaphila impilo engcono kungendlela the enemy azama ukuba-attracta ngayo. Ngishilo ngathi tackle message yethu ithi fixing our eyes on what is not seen. Kufanele sifixe amehlo ethu kwizinto ezingabonakali. Njengoba sifunda ku 2 Corinthians 4:18 it says, we fix our eyes on what is not seen, for what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Ku Genesis 3:13 ku verse 5. Uma sifunda bangcwele kuGenesis 13 kuverse 5 wakhona lithi leli lizwi, now Lot, who was moving about with Abraham also had flocks and herds, tents, but the land could not support all of them while they stayed together. For their position were so great that they were not able to stay together. And the quarreling arose between Abraham's herdsmen and the herdsmen of Lot. The Canaanites and the Perizzites were also living in the land of that time. So Abraham said to Lot, let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and your for my brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. Lot looked up and saw, wabona, that the whole plain of Jordan was well watered like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt towards Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain for the Jordan and set out towards the east. The two men parted company. Abraham lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain, pitch in the tents near Sodom. Now the men of the Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. Manje siyayibona indaba yaka Lot bangwele. Ukuthi yena wabona ngamehlo indawo enhle and wasitshela ukuthi ngifuna ukuhlala lapha yana ngani ngoba ebona ubuhle ngamehlo enyama kanti wayengazi ukuthi kulobo buhle abona ngamehlo enyama waye kuphi wayese Sodoma nase Gomora yiko lokhu uNkulunkulu lapho ku 1 Samuel chapter 17 ku verse 16 verse 7 elithi kwaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu akabheki ngaphandle lomuntu ubheka inhliziyo yomuntu ngoba there are many people abenza izinto uma ubhekile zinhle but imotive yakhe enhlizweni yakhe imotive a totally wrong uNkulunkulu ke ubheka imotive thina sibheka abantu ngaphandle sibe taken up izinto abazenzayo ngani ngoba sifuna ukubheka ngamehlo enyama kanti kufanele ukuthi sibheke ngamehlo kamoya ukuthi reason yalento yokuthi umuntu ayenze kungani Bese lapha kumahubo 40, uverse 5 ekhona. Ithi, blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to the false land. Lithubusisike, umuntu obheke kuNkulunkulu, ongabhekanga kubantu, obheke abantu abane pride. We must not trust everything we see, cause sugar. Iyafana bangwele ne salt. So uma ubhekile ubona ishuga ngoba ngathi ubona ucabangela ukuthi ubona ishuga kanti ubona isalt. So we must not trust everything we see. We've got to test things. Yiko nezwi kaNkulunkulu lithi test the spirit. And again, never judge things or people by their appearance. Cause rich abantu, they are rich in heart, but poor in the outside. Some, they are poor in the outside, but rich in heart. We don't have to see in order to believe. Siyakhumbula bangcwele ukuthi uJesu Kristu wathini lapha kuJohn 20, kuverse 29. Wathi, blessed are those who believe without seeing. Izinto zikaNkulunkulu bangcwele sizikholwa ngaphandle kokuzibona. Sibuye ezwini kaNkulunkulu ukuthi ithi amabezwa. Lapha kuGenesis mabezwa uNkulunkulu ehambe egardenini then they started to hide themselves manje nokuzwa lokhu kubalulekile ngoba uJesu Kristu kuma 4:24 sesivala uthi pay attention to what you hear the measure you use it will be measured to you and still more will be added to you today people are still remaining in their sin because we haven't heard the voice of God. And the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 14. Liyasitshela bangcwele ukuthi kudingeka ukuthi sizwe izwi kaNkulunkulu. Faith cometh by hearing and by hearing the word of God. Manje Mark 4 verse 24. Ithi pay attention to what you hear. UJesu Kristu usho njalo. Uthi the measure we use it will be measured to us. Still more will be given. Kanti kuzaga 18 verse 15. Ithi the heart of the discerning acquires knowledge and his ears seek it out. Indlebe indlebe zethu bangcwele makube indlebe ezifuna ukwazi izinto zikaNkulunkulu ungajabuleli kuzo yonke lento ukuthi kwenzakalani. Some of the things they are there as a trap to destroy you, to cause it out kuwe, to discourage you ngendlela ozwe ngayo. Manje esenikwa namhlanje izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi, but blessed are your eyes, because lithi lapha kuMatthew 13 sesivala uverse 16-17, blessed are your eyes because they see, and your eyes because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men long to see what you see, but did not see it, and hear what you hear, but now you hear. Izinto abangazange bazibona nabangazange bazizwa. Amehlo ethu la nendlebe zethu, they are not it has been bangcwele yokuthi silalele yonke nale inhlebo esitholayo emabandleni. Ubani uhleba ngobani koneighbor, ubani utheni. Masingenzi indlebe zethu it has been, masingenza amehlo ethu ukuthi abheke izinto ezingafanelekanga, ngoba kuyindlela the enemy ayisebenzisayo to attract us ukuze siwe emsebenzini kaNkulunkulu. May God richly bless us. Amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.